minutes of more music you love coming up.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria partly cloudy tomorrow, peaking at 28 degrees, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 32, Rustenburg 31 degrees. South Africa's Central Energy Fund has applied to manage the Island View fuel shortage hub in Durban under Section 79 of the National Ports Act, citing national security. The hub supports the South African Petroleum Refineries refinery, which acquired by the fund in 2024 after its closure by Shell and BP. The Central Energy Fund plans to repair and expand the refinery, crucial for reducing fuel imports. The Limpopo Health Department evacuated patients from the Witpoort Hospital today due to flooding. The flooding was caused by the Palala Dam, which overflowed. The river runs past that hospital. Cliff Shiko has more.
The department says patients have been moved to nearby Ellis Rice Hospital, while 9 emergency visits have been directed to local clinics in Shongwane, Abbotsport and Raseleka. The region has experienced heavy rains over the past few weeks, leading to localized flooding. Health spokesperson Neil Shikwambana says the temporary closure is for hospital safety and operational reasons.
The safety and well-being of our patients, staff and the surrounding community are top priority currently, and the evacuation process is being carried out with the utmost care and urgency.
Some of the houses used by the hospital staff have also been flooded. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
In other big news today, 83 illegal miners have been extracted from the Stilfontein mine in the northwest. 56 of them have since been arrested, while 27 have been certified dead. Two illegal miners were also found in possession of gold-bearing material. Here's National Police spokesperson Atlena Mate.
All that are alive have been arrested. They are 82, and they are facing charges of illegal mining, trespassing, and contravention of the Immigration Act. The Nat Joints will continue to provide a regular update on the figures on a daily basis. Today's operation will continue up until 10 this evening.
The South African Weather Service says it's unlikely that the tropical storm Dikeledi will affect South Africa. The storm slammed into northern Mozambique on Monday after leaving at least 3 people dead in Madagascar. It also triggered floods. Here's forecaster Thabo Makoro.
The likelihood of it is quite little, because now as I'm speaking, I see that Dikeledi will be moving through the Indian, Mozambican channel rather, and then it will move more to the east, so it will not be affecting South Africa.
And finally, a 5-month-old gorilla rescued from a plane's cargo hold is recovering at a zoo in Istanbul after he was discovered in a box on a Turkish Airlines flight from Nigeria to Thailand last month. A vet at the zoo says Zaytan, as he's called, has gained weight in the recent weeks after he was found. He's also showing signs of recovery from the traumatic journey and will happily play games by himself. Both Western and Eastern gorillas are classified as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Chanel September, the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
We're kicking it off with some Taylor Swift. This is Cruel Summer. My name is Danny Painter. You're listening to Jacaranda FM.